mostly unnoticed. Transcendental experiences come and go. You've already had a few. The airy fairy isn't as airy as you think. Having an encounter with Mozart that makes you soar and leaves you stunned is a transcendental experience. But it's just the music taking me away, you protest. Right. Transcending is exactly that, getting out of your mind. Losing yourself in the beauty of distant mountains takes you out of your mind. Experiencing time warps while creating is getting out of your mind. All mundane encounters, when time is lost or memory is absent, save for the point of focus, can be called transcendental experiences. Escaping into the pages of a fiery novel, when you read all night, don't know it, and don't care, that's a transcendental experience. Nothing spooky about those puppies. We were designed to have them. Quite common indeed. Transcending ordinary sensibilities is a gift and points the way, gives us a taste of expanded consciousness. When we recognize what's happening to us, then we realize our innate ability to transcend. We've always had it, you see. Now we can begin to cultivate and develop our gift. It's quite simple. Take a deep breath and relax. Let your breath out slowly and relax more. Now, pay close, single-minded attention to one thing for a period of time. A flower, a blade of grass, an orange, a cluster of grapes, anything. Simply observe its intricacies. No figuring it out. No evaluation. No judging. No narration, no self-talk, no thinking, no expectation. Just stand riveted by its beauty. Stay, baby, stay. Hold that position. Allow overwhelm.